you're trying to, I'll read you this quote from the president of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood. President says this. Pregnancy begins with the implantation of the developing fertilized egg in a woman's uterus. And she says this, implantation doesn't occur until 7 days after fertilization. Okay? So the president, her name is Vanessa Collins, the vice president for medical affairs at Planned Parenthood. She says, well, no, pregnancy does not begin at fertilization. Pregnancy does not begin at conception when the seed and the egg come together. She says, no, pregnancy begins with implantation. She just decided that that's when it begins. That way she can say it's not murder to use an IUD or to end the pregnancy in the first 7 days or from to 14, depending on the woman. Well, let's see if she's right. The Bible says in Hosea 9:11, as for Ephraim, their glory shall fly away like a bird. From the birth and from the womb and from the conception, though they bring up their children, yet will I bereave them. Now here we see three stages in the development of what? What is it called in verse 12? Children. You see that? Then they bring up children. So children start out at conception. Then they're in the womb. And then there's the birth. Okay? So God calls it a child. Now, in Isaiah 7:14, I'll just briefly say this because I've said it so many times. In Isaiah 7:14, the Bible says, behold, a virgin shall conceive and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, it says, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So in Isaiah 7:14, it says, conceive. In Matthew 1, it makes the exact same quotation and says, be with child. Because conceiving is being with child.
Right.
Not, behold, a woman shall be with blah and shall bring forth a son. Behold, a woman shall have a blastocyst that will later become a child and call his name Jesus. Wrong. Job said this. He said, thou hast fashioned me round in my mother's womb. How did he know that he's round? Did he have a microscope? But babies, guess how they begin? Round. It's perfectly a circle. In their first 7 days, that's what they look like. They're round. And then eventually that round shape, as God said in the book of Job, which is the oldest book in the Bible, the first book in the Bible ever to be written is the book of Job. And it says that it was round. And then that round becomes the kidney bean shape. And eventually you see the head and the body develop and on and on. And so here we don't see just a blob.
Yeah, we see a child.
Well, dictionaries have started changing in only the last 20 years. This is how wicked this plan is. In the last 20 years, dictionaries have begun to change. And about half of the dictionaries out there now still say that conception is fertilization. It's the seed and the egg coming together. But half of your dictionaries now offer that definition and an alternate definition of implantation. Did you hear that? They'll offer in these dictionaries, they'll say, well, it's fertilization or it could mean implantation. And so, is that definition, this new definition that's cropping up in our dictionaries, is it a valid definition? Well, let's go to the Bible. We must go to the Bible to find out what conception is. Here's where we'll get our answer, Hebrews 11:11. Now, let's get out the handy-dandy NIV that's in the pulpit, and let's see if the NIV can help us. It can't, but we're going to get it out anyway. Look at Hebrews 11:11. Great verse in the Bible. Hebrews 11:11. I'm going to turn there in the non-inspired version. Now, the King James Bible has the answer. Thank God. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Now, think about this. Sarah conceived what? Seed. That's where the seed comes from. The man. Guess when the seed is there? At conception. Did you know that it's not there 7 days later at implantation? So when God talks about conception, what's he talking about? An egg and a seed. Because guess what? The seed is only there the day of fertilization, or maybe the next day. 7 days later when implantation takes place, that seed is long gone. So if conception is when it implants in the wall of the uterus, then you can't conceive seed. because the seed's been gone for days. You see what I'm saying? How the Bible has all the answers. Let's see what the NIV has for us. Listen to this. Look down at your Bible. I'm going to read you the NIV. By faith, Abraham. Now, that's a big difference right there. We're not even talking about the same person. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, This is, and this is really easy to understand. There's a hyphen. And Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. Now, is that the same thing? In the Bible, it says Sarah was the one that had the faith. Sarah had faith and received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. So, the NIV just takes this liberty to just totally, and it doesn't say that in Greek. There's no Greek manuscript anywhere. They just decide to just change it. Make it a little easier to understand. By bringing Abraham into the whole thing. It's not even about Abraham. It's about Sarah. She's the one that had the faith. It already talked about Abraham's faith. Other examples. This is an example of Sarah's faith. She didn't have any faith, apparently. It was all Abraham's faith. According to the NIV. So, we see here that, did you notice I took out any reference to conceiving seed? So now, according to the NIV, it's like we don't even know what conception is anymore. King James tells us what conception is. It's a seed and an egg. That's what conception is, period. It's a woman, Sarah, and a seed from Abraham. Conception. So life begins at conception, according to the Bible, unequivocally. There's no doubt about it, unless you just want to walk out and just lie to yourself. It begins at conception. It begins at fertilization.